Dawson Bell. He's the fine writer from the Detroit Free Press. Dawson, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Much has been discussed about the free tuition plan for Michigan residents, but how to pay for that, now that's a different issue, and you tackled that in a recent story. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a nearly $2 billion question. Apparently, the estimated cost of providing that tuition program that the states and the Democrats have come up with is in that neighborhood, and they say that it could be obtained by closing tax loopholes for business. They are careful not to specify any particular tax loophole because once they did, the people that are benefiting from that provision in the current law might object.
So, what do you think is going to happen? We have one sider that says, well, there's a lot of loopholes we can close. There's a lot of revenue that could be generated from there. There are others that said, nope, there's not enough funding to come from there. What do you think the answer is?
Frankly, I don't think there really is an answer. I don't know where they think that there's that kind of money available in the tax system as it exists now. As you know, last year we overhauled the business tax structure and actually got rid of a huge amount of favorable tax treatment for business and replaced it with this flat corporate income tax. And most of the remaining, there's something in the neighborhood of $30 or $40 billion worth of so-called tax loopholes in the Michigan tax system, but a vast majority of them are things like personal exemptions and the homestead property tax. They're all for individuals rather than for business.
Well, in reading your story, and we're talking with Dawson Bell from the Detroit Free Press, who works at the Lansing Bureau, Dawson, it sounds like you just said something that nobody else will say, is that it's a great idea, but there's really no way to pay for it.
Well, free stuff is always a great idea for the person getting the free stuff. And, if I was a college student and the government set up, write you a check for $11,000 a year, then I probably wouldn't look too closely at the source of it. I would say, okay, that sounds great, but the fact remains that the money has to come from somewhere.
It's interesting that you write Lou Glaser, who's the founder of the Michigan Future and Ann Arbor think tank, testified that his analysis of state-by-state educational achievement and economic preference shows a striking correlation between the prosperity of a state and the number of college graduates that are residents. But James Holman from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy disputed that conclusion and said there really is no correlation to that.
Well, I guess I'd correct you on one thing. I don't think Holman suggested there isn't any correlation. He just suggested that it's rather difficult to find cause there. The fact of the matter is that people who are who have advanced educational training do tend to make more money. But the fact that they end up in places where there's more work shouldn't surprise anybody. Whether you can increase your level of overall prosperity by increasing the amount of state support for higher education is another question altogether, and I don't think that it's been clearly answered. There are places that have spent a lot of money on trying to boost their higher education funding and haven't found commensurate increase in overall prosperity, and on the other hand, there are places that haven't and for other reasons have prospered without that kind of investment. So I think Glaser may be right that there are more well-educated people in places that are prospering, but whether it's because they spent more on state support of higher education or people with higher education went to places where there was prosperity is an open question.
Well, Dawson, as you mentioned, this is a $1.8 billion issue, and Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer is one of the committee, one of the folks who is supporting this. If I had to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you, how do you think this is going to end up?
It looks to me like the Senate Republicans are sort of playing rope-a-dope on it. They're going to let Gretchen keep talking about it as she pleases. They might even give her another committee hearing, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if the year ends up without any action at all.
Dawson Bell is the Detroit Free Press writer who works out of the Lansing Bureau. Thanks so much, Dawson. We always love talking with you.
You bet. Bye-bye.